Today's daf is Pesachim daf Chaf Tes, and we are at the last line of daf Chaf Ches Amid Beis Mani Mas Nisan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufur Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Manuela Bas Chana, and Mendel Ben Chaya. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miro, and today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Rav Moshe Chaim. So the Mishnah daf Chaf Ches Amid Aleph discuss the halacha of chametz she'over olav ha-pesach. The Mishnah said, chametz shel nochri she'over olav ha-pesach mutar b'hana. If a guy owns chametz, doesn't dispose of it before Pesach, why would he? That chametz after Pesach is mutar b'hana. However, chametz shel yisra, the chametz of the yid she'over olav ha-pesach is aser b'hana. So not only is chametz aser b'hana on Pesach, but if a Yid had chametz in his rishus on Pesach, he wasn't mevatel it, he didn't do what he was supposed to do with it, then after Pesach, that chametz is still going to be aseh b'hana. And the Mishnah brought a pasuk, she'nemar lo yira l'chasar. And the Gemara said that at first glance, it's a little unclear who the Tana of the Mishnah is. Because we have a braisa that mentioned three shitos in the Tanan as it relates to the halachos of chametz and Pesach. And at first glance, the Mishnah would seem to be not like any one of those Tanan. Who were the three shittas? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yossi Haglili, respectively. Rabbi Yehuda says that chametz is aser lifnei ha-pesach, chametz is aser on Pesach, and chametz is aser la'achar ha-pesach. Rabbi Yehuda darshaned the fact that the Torah said that you're not allowed to eat chametz not once, not twice, but three times. It says in the Torah, lo yisoichal olav chametz. It says in the Torah, v'lo yeyachil chametz. And it says in the Torah, kol machmetzes lo yisoichelo. And Rabbi Yehuda said, one pasuk is coming to teach me that chametz is aser b'achila before Pesach. What does it mean before Pesach? Erev Pesach, mishei shoyis ulamayim. The second pasuk is coming to teach me that chametz is aser on Pesach. And the third pasuk is coming to teach me that chametz sha'avar olav ha-Pesach is also going to be aser. The Braisa said, not only does Rabbi Yehuda hold that chametz is aser b'achila lifnei zmanoi, toich zmanoi, and la'achar zmanoi, but chametz is also going to be aser b'hana, lifnei zmanoi, toich zmanoi, and la'achar zmanoi. Rav Shimon argued. Rav Shimon said that chametz is aser only on Pesach. However, lifnei zmanoi and la'achar zmanoi, einoi oivrel olav b'loi klum. Aye, what does Rav Shimon do with Rav Yehuda's three psukim? So the Gemara discussed that on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. The third shita was the shita of Rav Yossi Haglili, who said that chametz is never aser b'hana. Meaning, chametz is aser b'achila on Pesach, but as it relates to Isser Hana, chametz is never aser b'hana. So three shittas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, chametz is aser b'hana. Let's focus on Hana. Mishei shoyis ulamayla erev Pesach. Chametz is aser b'hana all 7 days of Pesach. And chametz she'over all of Pesach is also aser b'hana. All midday raisa. Reb Shimon holds chametz is aser b'hana on Pesach. However, mishei shoyis ulamayla, it's not aser b'hana. Chametz she'over all of Pesach is also not aser b'hana. Reb Yossi Haglili holds that chametz is never aser b'hana. Zokta Gemara, our Mishnah said that the chametz of a yid that was over all of our Pesach is aser b'hana. The chametz of a goy she'over all of our Pesach is mutar b'hana. So the last line on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, Mani Mas Nisan, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? It would seem to not be Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Shimon, and not Rabbi Yossi Haglili. And the Gemara speaks to that. E Rabbi Yehuda, if the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that chametz she'over all of our Pesach is aser b'hana. However, Rabbi Yehuda chametz stomach kama afilu denachri. Rabbi Yehuda never made a distinction between the chametz of a yid and the chametz of a guy. It's in din d'oraisa that chametz she'over all of our Pesach is aser b'hana. It would seem that it doesn't matter if the chametz belongs to a yid if it belongs to a guy. Our Mishnah clearly said that it's only the chametz of a yid that's aser b'hana. Chametz of a guy she'over all of our Pesach is going to be mutar b'hana. So it would seem at first glance that the Tana of our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and if it's Rabbi Shimon, the Yisrael. Rav Shimon said very clearly that chametz she'over all of our Pesach is mutar b'hana, even if it's a yid. Rav Shimon said chametz lifnei zmanu l'achas man is mutar b'hana. Chametz is only aser b'hana toich zmani. So the Tana of our Mishnah is certainly not Rav Shimon. V'i Rav Yosei Haglili, and if you want the Mishnah to be Rav Yosei Haglili, that certainly doesn't work. Afilu toich zmani nami mishra kashari b'hana. Rav Yosei Haglili holds chametz is never aser b'hana. So faith the Gemara, who is the Tana of the Mishnah? If it's Rav Yehuda, even the chametz of a guy should be aser b'hana. If it's Rav Shimon, then chametz of a yid should also be mutar b'hana. And Rabbi Yossi Haglili, it certainly can't be Rabbi Yossi Haglili. He holds his no iser hana at all as it relates to chametz. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rav Acher ba Yaakov. Rav Acher ba Yaakov said, "Loilam Rabbi Yehuda." Really, the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. who holds that chametz over all of our Pesach is also banor midoy rice. What's the kashna? Rabbi Yehuda never made a distinction between the chametz of a yid and the chametz of a goy. In the Mishnah it says only chametz of Yisrael over all of our Pesach is also banor, but the chametz of a yid over all of our Pesach, the chametz of a goy over all of our Pesach is mutar banor. Zok the Gemara v'yalef sar da'achila misar diriya. Rabbi Yehuda learned the iser achila of chametz from the Isser Bal Yeroi of Chametz. Masar, the Re'eh Shal Chal Yateroi, Valateroi Shal Acherim. Just like there's no Isser Bal Yeroi if a Yid has the Chametz of a Goy in his Rishos, that's what we do with our Chametz. We sell it to non-Jews. There's no Isser Bal Yeroi if you have the Chametz of a Goy in your Rishos, Vishal Gavoya, or if you have the Chametz of Hektish in your Rishos, Afsar Da Achila, so too as it relates to the Isser Achila, and the Isser Hanah for that matter, Shal Chal Yatna Oichol, Avalata Oichol Shal Acherim, Vishal Gavoya. The Halach is it's only your Chametz that you're not allowed to eat and you're not allowed to benefit from, but as it relates to the Chametz of a Goy and the Chametz of Hektish, as it relates to that, you would be able to. In other words, the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds chametz over all of our Pesach is asim bano. Rabbi Yehuda has three psukim: chametz lifnei zman is asim bano, chametz on Pesach is asim bano, and chametz lachar zman. Meaning chametz over all of our Pesach is also asim bano. The kash is if it's a din d'oraisa, you would think it should be true both for the chametz of a yid and the chametz of a guy. The teretz is no. Just like as it relates to bal yiroya shal chayi ataroya, aval ataroya shal acherim mishal gavoya, so too as it relates to the iser achila shal chayi atoichol. Avolat ha'oichel, it's amazing. Shel acherim v'shel gavoya. Now, if that's the case, if there's no iser achila at all as it relates to the chametz of a guy, so why the Mishnah only say chametz she'avar all of a pesach of a guy is mutar b'ana? The implications of such a drasha would seem to be way beyond the simple halach of chametz of all of a pesach. So the Gemara addresses that. Ubedindi b'ayle l'misno afilu b'achila namishar. Really, the Tana of the Mishnah could have, would have, should have said a bigger chiddush and said that not only is chametz over all of our Pesach of a goy mutar b'ana, it's even mutar b'achila. V'aydi the Tana di Yisrael asa b'ana. But since the Tana, the Mishnah wanted to say that the chametz of all of our Pesach of Yisrael is not only asa b'achila, it's even asa b'ana, which is the bigger chiddush. So Tana nami denachri mutar b'ana. So therefore, it said that as it relates to a goy mutar b'ana, but really could have said a bigger chiddush, that it's even mutar b'achila. And here's the biggest chiddush. Upadinu di boyle the missing da filo b'toich zmanei mutar b'hana. Really, what the Tana of Mishnah could have said was, as it relates to chametz of a guy, not only is it mutar b'hana and achila if it was chametz over all of a Pesach, but even toich zmanei, it should be mutar b'achila and mutar b'hana. Why? Because if there's a drasha, shulchai ataroya, aval ataroya shal acherim, as it relates to this rachila, it's shalchai yatoichel, aval atoichel shalacherim, or at the very least, if it's a goy's chametz, you're allowed to eat it. So it's not only chametz over all of our Pesach, it's even chametz toichzmani. Says the Gemara, you're right, the Mishnah could have said, if I did Yitani Yisrael achazmani, but again, we want to say the bigger chiddush as it relates to the chametz of a yid. And the bigger chiddush as it relates to the chametz of a yid is that even if it was over all of our Pesach, it's not Pesach anymore, still it's also, so therefore, as it relates to the chametz of a goy, we also said it in that context of lach. But really, if I was going to tell you the biggest chiddush as it relates to the chametz of a guy, the biggest chiddush would be that the chametz of a guy, number one, is not only mutar b'hanah, it's even mutar b'achila, and it's not only mutar b'hanah and b'achila le'achaz manoi, it's even mutar b'hanah b'achila toich zmanoi. So if you stop right here and exhale for a second, it comes out an unreal chiddush. According to Rav Acher bar Yaakov, Aliba de Rav Yehuda, it would be mutar for a yid to eat chametz on Pesach, as long as it's a non-Jew's chametz. As long as it's not your chametz, just like you can sell your chametz to a guy and then you're allowed to have the chametz in your rishos, so too, I can sell my chametz to a guy and then all bets are off. You can eat whatever you want. Now the Gemara is going to say on the bottom of the Amid, V'hoda be Rav Acher bar Yaakov Neahi. So for about 10 lines in Shas, at the very least, we can enjoy this chiddush, that there would be a havamina, at the very least, a scenario where it'd be possible for a yid to eat chametz on Pesach. How's that possible? If it's a guy's chametz, based on what? Just like by Bal Yiroi, there's an idea, Shalchai Yateroi, Balateroi, Shalachir, as it relates to the Isra Achila, the Isra Ano, it would be the same thing. Now what's the context in which we're saying it? Rav Acher bar Yaakov said that the Tana of our Mishnah that said chametz she'avar all of our Pesach of a yid is asa b'hanah, chametz she'avar all of our Pesach of a goy is mutar b'hanah, It's going a little bit to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that chametz shavu olav haPesach is also banah, because it says three times in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat chametz, you can't be nene from chametz, lifnei zmanei, toich zmanei, la'achah zmanei. Why is a goy different? A goy is different, because just like with regards to Baal Yirah, shal choy yateroya, aval ateroya shal acherim, the same is true regarding achilah, v'yolif so'or da'achilah, misor deriyah. This is the first pshat of the Mishnah. Second pshat of the Mishnah is Rava, and Rava says, the time of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. Because if it was Rabbi Yehuda, there would be no chilek between the chametz of a yid and the chametz of a goy. If there's a din d'oraisa called chametz shavu olav haPesach, doesn't matter who owns the chametz. Shalchay yat meroya, that's a din in Baal Yirah. You don't have such a halacha when it comes to the Isra Achila, Isra Anah. So who then is the Tana of the Mishnah? So Rava said the Tana of the Mishnah is Reb Shimon here. Who holds that chametz shavu olav haPesach is mutter behana? However, says Rava, this the Reb Shimon said it's mutter behana is only on a biblical level. It's only midday raisa. The Reb Shimon knasa konis. However, Reb Shimon agrees that midday rabbanon there's a knas, and the chachamim said you're not allowed to be nana from it. Why? Hoyel the avar alev and bal yirah bal yimatze chametz shavu olav haPesach by definition is chametz that a yid did not take care of on Pesach, which means he was over by Yirah, by Yimatzeh. If you were over by Yirah, by Yimatzeh on this chametz, so it's reasonable that the chachamim would go ahead and they would make a knas. If you go back and you look at Reb Shimon's lashon, it was the top line on Chav Ches Amid Beis. Reb Shimon Oymer chametz lifnei zmanu la'achas zmanei einoy over al the b'loy klum. That's all midday raisa, meaning in terms of psukim, lo yisoychal olav chametz, kol machmetzes lo yisoychedav, lo yiyachal chametz, Rav Shimon says it's one pasuk, it's not three psukim, but it doesn't mean there's no din of chametz shavu olav haPesach. Of course there's a din of chametz shavu olav haPesach. That din, however, is not a din. D'oraisa, what it is a din d'rabbanon, and it's only the chametz of a yid, not the chametz of a guy. Why? According to Rav Shimon, Rava, it's very pashit, because it's a knas. So the yid, who was over by your rabbi, by your matzeh, so chametz made a knas, and they said, you're not allowed to eat the chametz, you're not allowed to benefit from the chametz. Whereas the guy, who was not over by your rabbi, by your matzeh, obviously, so as a result, there'd be no reason that you shouldn't be able to eat that chametz. So we have two pshatim in terms of who the Tana of the Mishnah is, Rav Acha b'Yakov and Rava. Rav Acha b'Yakov said the Tana of the Mishnah is Rav Yehuda, who holds chametz shalav haPesach, chazasa b'chid, asa b'anam midai raisa, afal pikein. A chametz of a goy is mutter. Why? Because just like by Baal Yirah, there's a din of shalchay yateroya aval ateroya shalacherim. When it comes to achila and anot, it's the same exact halacha. And incidentally, based on that, the Tana of the Mishnah could have said the chametz of a goy is even mutter b'achila. It could have said even on yontif, but we didn't say it that way for whatever reason. The Gemara gave, but that's the first. Second shot is Rava. Rava said the Tana of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Shimon. I Rabbi Shimon holds chametz lachas manoy is mutter behana, midai raisa. Midai rabbanon, however, it's going to be awesome. Now, the Mishnah gave a makar to the halach of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said again, chametz shel nachri shavu olav haPesach, mutter behana. B'shal Yisrael, aseh behana. Shenemar, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, lo yeirah lechasar. So it was a little unclear when we learned the Mishnah what exactly this makar is. So the Gemara, b'shalem ilu rava, b'shalem according to rava, haynu diktani shel Yisrael, aseh mishum shenemar lo yeirah. I understand the shel yeirah. The Tana of the Mishnah is Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that really chametz shavu olav haPesach, midai raisas mutter behana. Afal pikein the chamin gave a knas. What was the reason for the knas? Because you were over by Yirah. Oh, very gishmak. That's the Mishnah. So what the Mishnah is saying is that the chametz shel Yisrael shel over olav haPesach is aser b'ano. Shenemar lo Yirah lo chametz. Not that it's a din d'oraisa, but because there is a din d'oraisa lo Yirah, and you are clearly over that din d'oraisa, that's the reason, that's the impetus now to go ahead and make a knas and say that you're not going to be allowed to eat el Rav Acha by Yaakov. But according to Rav Acha by Yaakov, mishum lo yoichal chametz mi b'yolei. If the Tana of the Mishnah, according to Rav Acha b'Yakov, is Rav Yehuda, why is it that chametz of Yisrael she'avar olav haPesach l'asabana? Because it says three times in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat chametz. One of them is lo yiyachal chametz. That's the pasuk that the Gemara brings. But whichever pasuk is the third one, it says three times in the Torah you're not allowed to eat it. And that is the source for chametz she'avar olav haPesach. So it's not a gzeira because you were over bal yeirah. It's a real pasuk. What pasuk? One of the three psukim of Isser Achilas Chametz. So why did the Mishnah bring the pasuk of Lo Yirah? The Mishnah should have brought the pasuk of Lo Yiyachal Chametz, or whichever one of the psukim that talk about Isser Achilas Chametz is the makar for Chametz La'achas Manei. So the Gemara, Mi Savras HaSeifakoi, you're assuming that the pasuk that the Mishnah brings, Lo Yirah, is explaining the seif of the Mishnah. What was the seif of the Mishnah? Chametz of the Yid, she'avar olav haPesach, chazas habanah. No, a reishakoi. Really, it's explaining the reish of the Mishnah, the hachi kamer. It's going back to the first. What was the first halacha? Chametz shel nachri, she'avar olav haPesach, mutter b'ano. The chametz of a goy, she'avar olav haPesach, is mutter b'ano. Why? Again, if the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda,
and really chametz of all of a Pesach is also ba'ano midoy raisa. Well, yeyachel chametz. So why is a geis nifrin? What was the teretz? Because just like by bal yirah shalchay atiraya aval atiraya shalachirim. So too as it relates to the isra achilut isra no, you can have the same knech. Oh, so what then is the reason that chametz of a geis of all of a Pesach is mutar ba'ano? Because it says lo yirah. Oh, that's where Rav Yaakov learned the Mishnah. And that's the oisphere of the Mishnah. The Mishnah just brought the Kitzur, the Pasuk. But really, it's in the V'chulu that once I know by I learn Achila from Ria, and you're going to end up having the same halacha. Bottom line, we have two pshatim. How to understand the Mishnah? Is the Mishnah going according to Rabbi Yehuda? Is the Mishnah going according to Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yaakov said the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Chametz Shalva Pesach is Aser Midai Raisa. Why is a Goy's Mutter then? Just like Sholchay Yateroya by Balyira, so too as it relates to Achila. And when the Mishnah brought the Pasik of Lo Yira Lecha, what was the Pasik explaining? Not the safe of the Mishnah, not why chametz of all of a Pesach of a Yid is asa. That's asa because it says in the Torah three times Isra Achilas chametz. It was explaining the ratio why a guy is different. Oh, shalchay atiraya. The same is getting true by Achila. Rava learned the Mishnah is going according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds midday raisa. There's no such thing as chametz of all of a Pesach. It's all a knas. What's the knas? Because you were over by Yirah. That's what the Mishnah means when it says the pasuk v'lo Yirah locha. That being that you were over v'lo Yirah, therefore the Cham made a knas. And if obviously according to Rav Shimon, it's pashit why the Cham made the knas only by the chametz of a Yid, not by the chametz of a guy. Because by chametz of a guy, if a Yid owns it or a guy owns it, either way, there is no issa by Yirah. Zok tigemar v'azul v'tamar. This machloik is Rav Acher by Yaakov. And Rava al leshita sayu samras the itmar ha'ichel sar shal nachrisha over all of a Pesach. If somebody eats the sa'ar of a guy that was over all of a Pesach, divi Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that chametz over all of a Pesach is aser b'achila u'behana midei raisa. But here you didn't eat the chametz of a yid, you ate the chametz of a guy. Rava amal loike. Rava says you get malchus. Rav Acher by Yaakov, I'm any loike. Rav Acher by Yaakov says you don't get malchus. Again, you ate the chametz over all of a Pesach of a guy. The Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Do you get Malkus or Yanana? Rava said, yeah, Rav Acher Yaakov said no. Zokim, Rava, I'm a loike. Rava said, you get Malkus. Why lo yalef Rabbi Yehuda sar dachilim sar de Ria? Because even though by Bal Yirah, Shalchay Yateroya Aval Ateroya Shalacherim, that's only by Ria. You don't have that halacha by Yisra Achila. As a result, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to get Malkus. Rav Acher Yaakov Amar, Rav Acher Yaakov said, ain't no loike, you don't get Malkus. Yalef sar dachilim sar de Ria. Because just like there'd be no Bal Yirah if the Chametz belong to a guy, so too there's no Yisra Achila if the Chametz belong to a guy. This is Rav Acher by Yaakov Lashitasai, who was comfortable explaining that our Mishnah on Chav Chesam and Aleph is going Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. I, according to Rabbi Yehuda, isn't it an Issa de Reisa to eat Chametz of Aleph Pesach? How could the Chametz of a guy be okay? Oh, because the Chametz of a guy, as it relates to Achila, is like the Chametz of a guy, as it relates to Bayira. Therefore, you wouldn't get Malchus. Rav Lishitase, who didn't want to learn the Mishnah Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, why didn't he want to learn the Mishnah Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda? Because he couldn't figure out what the difference is between the Chametz of a Yid and the Chametz of a guy. Because he held, just like the Chametz of a Yid would be Yasser, so too the Chametz of a guy would be Yasser. Because he was loyalif, Isser Achila from Isseriyah, Lishitase, Rav says in this case, that Loch is Malchus. So the first half of the daf, we have a machloikis between Rav Acher by Yaakov and Rava. It's a machloikis had to be mefarish the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. And as we saw now, it's also a machloikis fundamentally in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the Chomet Sha'ava Olav HaPesach, is Asim Bachila and Asim Bano Midai Rice. Just like there's a pasuk that says you're not allowed to eat Chomet on Pesach, there's a pasuk that says you're not allowed to eat Chomet Sha'ava Olav HaPesach. The question is, what about the Chomet of a guy? Rava held the chametz of a guy, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is going to be just as awesome as the chametz of a yid. Rav Acher by Yaakov held a big chiddush. Just like shelchai atiraya, aval atiraya shalachem, when it comes to Bal Yirah, the same is true as it relates to Isra Achilo and Isra. No, stating that, the second half of the daf, the Gemara is going to prove that Rav Acher by Yaakov was chayzer from this very big chiddush. V'hoda be Rav Acher by Yaakov me'ahi. Rav Acher by Yaakov was chayzer from this chiddush. And before we prove how Rav Acher by Yaakov was chayzer, we need a tiny little introduction. And that is, the Gemara is going to bring a braisa where the laws of chametz and the laws of me'ila are going to meet. So we know what chametz is. Not that eats chametz on Pesach. If someone eats chametz on Pesach, he's chayiv karas. What's me'ila? Me'ila states that one is not allowed to be nene from hekdesh. You're not allowed to benefit
from anything that belongs to Hekdesh. Now, it's not really anything. It's only something that's Kachay Hashem. Kachim Kalim, for example, doesn't have any Hilchos Mila. It's all Masechtes Mila, a very hard Masechtes Mila that deals with all the fine print and all the details as it relates to it. But from a high level, Mi'ilah states that one is not allowed to benefit from Hekdesh. What happens if somebody benefits from Hekdesh? So there's a nafkamina if he does it b'mezid or if he does it b'shogeg. In our sugya, we're going to be discussing someone that was moil b'hekdesh b'shogeg. The halach is as follows. Number one, you have to make Hekdesh whole. So if you benefited from Hekdesh and Hekdesh lost as a result of this benefit, so you have to write a check to make up whatever loss you caused Hekdesh death. Number two, we penalize you, we tack on a fifth. Number three, you have to bring a carbon. So there was a significant monetary component to somebody that was moil behektish. And again, we're talking about somebody that was moil behektish b'shoykik. Another very important halacha as an introduction to today's daf, because this next piece really underpins the whole daf. And that is the only time a person is considered a moil behektish is if the benefit that he had from hektish actually caused hektish to lose money. So you benefited from something that belongs to Hekdesh, and as a result, that item depreciated in value. But let's say you would sit down on a chair that belongs to Hekdesh, and you would benefit from it. You stand on the chair for 20 minutes. Let's assume the chair did not depreciate because of the fact that you sat on it for 20 minutes. You're not a moil b'Hekdesh, even though you benefited from Hekdesh. But if Hekdesh didn't lose anything, if the net asset value of Hekdesh did not go down because of your benefit, the laws of Mi'ilah are not going to be applicable. Of that hakdama zok de Gemara, a brisa. It the time v'hadav Rav Acha b'Yakov me'ahi Rav Acha b'Yakov. This tremendous chiddush that he said in the first part of the daf, we have evidence that he was chayzer from the time we learned to the brisa. Oichel chametz al hektish b'moyed. If somebody eats chametz of hektish on Yontif, so this is on Pesach, chametz and hektish. Ma'al, says the Tanakam in the Braisa, he's considered a Ma'al b'Hekdesh, meaning you have to pay the Karen, you have to pay the Chaimish, and you're going to have to bring a carbon. V'yeshayimrim, and some say, Loi Ma'al, that no, really you were not Ma'al. And the Gemara now is going to bring five different pshatim as to what the Hezber in the Machloikis between the Tanakam and the Yeshayimrim might be. And I think it's worth just thinking it through from a high level. Not speaking out the whole Hemshech of the daf, but just a few points, because I think it's just going to make the daf flow a lot more smoothly. So again, what did this person do? It's Pesach. He sat down, he ate chametz. That's very bad. Now he didn't do that. The chametz that he ate was hektish. He ate it. He clearly caused hektish a loss. So he's a moil behektish, and he ate chametz. Now, what's the punishment for someone that eats chametz, b'mezid? It's chayiv karis. What's the punishment for someone that's moil behektish? Again, we're talking about someone that was moil b'shoigig. By the way, Rashi speaks out right away. I don't understand. Manav shach, are you a mezid or are you a shoigig? If you're a mezid, then I understand why you're chayiv karis. But if you're a mezid, then you don't have the laws of me'ila, because all the laws of me'ila that we're talking about are only for shoigig. So Rashi says, v'yesh toyim. There are people that made a mistake. And they asked this question. Why is it a mistake, Zakrashi? You were amazed on chametz and you were shaykh on the me'ilah. What's the big deal? Meaning, you know what you're doing. You just don't know all the halachas. You know the halachas of Pesach. You know Masechtes Pesachim. You just don't know Masechtes Me'ilah. So Rashi says the kash is not a kash. But either way, so that's what you did. You sat down and you ate chametz on Pesach b'mezid and you were ma'il b'shaykh. For eating chametz on Pesach b'mezid, you chayiv karis. Me'ilah is a chiyum ma'al. So the first thing that comes to mind is kam lebe derabba minei. Right? Don't we have a policy that says that if somebody does one ma'isa, and as a result of the one ma'isa that he did, he has two einshin, somebody was mechal Shabbos, and while he was mechal Shabbos, he was mazik his friend. So what's the halacha? He's chayiv misa for being mechal Shabbos, but he's potter from paying as a mazik. Because kam lebe derabba minei. You did one act, two einshin, you get the rabba minei. You get the more chomer of the two. You get the more severe of the two. But the lesser one you don't have to worry about. So at first glance, the first thing that needs to come to mind is come with the rabba minei. Number two, why is it so poshut that if you benefit from hektish on Pesach that you're a moil behektish? We mentioned earlier, Mi'ilo 101. The only time you're a moil behektish is if you cause hektish a loss. What loss is hektish going to suffer as a result of what you just did? This chametz is asa b'hana anyways. Chayr, isn't chametz asa b'hana? So if chametz is asa b'hana, then you would think that it's anyways off limits. So if it's asa b'hana, it has no value. If it has no value, then maybe I can't be mayo anyways. So
So just a few things that are worth taking into consideration. So again, Sokhti Gemara, we have a braisa. If somebody ate chametz of hektish on Pesach, the Tanakh Kama, the braisa says, you're a moil behektish. In addition to the chiv karis, you have to deal with all the me'ilat ramifications. The yeshoimrim, there's a yeshoimrim that said loyma. Sokhti Gemara, man yeshoimrim. Who is this yeshoimrim? I'm Rabbi Yechon, It's Rabbi Chunni ben Akani. Tanya learned to the braisa. Rabbi Chunni ben Akani, how you always make a poem to Shabbos l'tashum. Rabbi Chunni ben Akani used to equate Yom Kippur to Shabbos as it relates to paying money. What does that mean? Ma Shabbos mischayv benafsho yipat menat hashlumin. Just like on Shabbos, if somebody would be mechal Shabbos and at the same time he would damage somebody, for example, so what would be the halacha? He wouldn't have to pay demei tashlumin. The reason is because if you're chayv misa and at the same time you're chayv mamon, come later the Rabbi Minei says, you have to pay your chayim miso, you're going to be potter from paying. Af yom ha-kippurim is chayim benafshi, potter menat ha-shlumim. Rabbi Chunni ben Akana said the same thing is going to be true as it relates to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur as well. If somebody was mechal Yom Kippur, and at the same time you cause somebody damage, the halacha is, he'll have to deal with the ramifications of being mechal Yom Kippur, but he's going to be potter from tashlum. So what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur? On Shabbos, if someone's mechal Shabbos b'mezid, he's chayv misa. If someone's mechal Yom Kippur b'mezid, he's only chayv karis. It's very different. If someone's chayv misa and at the same time chayv mamon, come live with the rabbi minei. What if someone does an avera for which he's chayv karis, and at the same time he's also chayv mamon? Do you say come live with the rabbi minei from karis to mamon just like you do from misa to mamon or not? That was Rabbi Chunni ben Akana's chiddush. Rabbi Chunni ben Akana, he used to say that just like Shabbos you're potter from tashlumin, come live with the rabbi minei, so to Yom Kippur you're going to be potter from tashlumin. Why? Because of come live with the rabbi minei. Says Okta Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan, said, you want to know what the hesber of the machloikis in this brice is? I think they're arguing about Rabbi Chunni ben Akana's halacha, the Tanakama of the braisa that said oichol chametz shall hektish b'moyed ma'al. He holds, you know why you chayev for me'ilah? Because there's no kamla with the rabbi minay. It's true you chayev karis for eating chametz. Okay, what does karis have to do with mamet? Miso come live with the rabbi minei, but on karis you don't have come live with the rabbi minei. The yeshayimrim that said loymal is Rabbi Chunni ben Akana. He holds that Yom Kippur is like Shabbos l'tashlumin. And just like if you would be chayiv misa, you'd be potter from tashlumin because come live with the rabbi minei, so too if you chayiv karis, you're going to be potter from tashlumin because come live with the rabbi minei. In other words, the first of the five pshatim is very geschmack. Rabbi Yochanan, who said the machloikis is a very global machloikis. It's a machloikis that's negay the sugis of Eilu Nairis and all the places in Shas where these halachas come up. And that is, come late with the rabbi minei, karis and tashlumin. What's the halacha? Tanakama holds, there's no come with the rabbi minei by karis and tashlumin. Rabbi, the yeshayimrim is Rabbi Chunni ben Akana, who holds that there's a come with the rabbi minei by karis and tashlumin, just like there is by mis and tashlumin. Rabbi Yosef said, no, I think the machloikis is something else. I think this has nothing to do with Rabbi Chunni ben Akana. As a matter of fact, I don't think anybody holds like Rabbi Chunni ben Akana. So there's no way you're going to be potter from Me'ilah because of come with the rabbi minei. No one holds like Rabbi Chunni ben Akana. That's a das yochid. That's not the halacha. What's pshat in the Yeshayimim? The Yeshayimim says that there's no me'ilah. He said the reason there's no me'ilah is for something else. The reason is, bepoidin es ha-kotchim la'chilon l'klovim kamifliki. The machloikis is, could you be poid the kotchim to feed it to dogs or not? Mandama ma'al. The mandama that says is me'ilah because of a poidin es ha-kotchim la'chilon l'klovim. That is something you can do. U'mandama lo'imal, the mandama that says you cannot, because of ain't poidin. He holds that that's something you're not allowed to do. What does that mean? So there's two Rashis that explains it. What he's saying is that the reason the mandama that says loy mal holds loy mal is not because of a kamla with the rabbi minei. It's because fundamentally there's no me'ilah. And the reason there's no me'ilah is because, like we mentioned earlier, the only time there's me'ilah is if you actually cause a loss. You actually devalue this item on some level. The problem is this item over here was hektish. I mean that this item was hektish. So based on that, how exactly are you caused? It was chametz on Pesach. Not hektish. Chametz on Pesach. And being that this item is chametz on Pesach, it's anyways asabana. So if the item is anyways asabana, how exactly are you going to cause any loss? Now, if that's the case, that we're dealing with chametz on Pesach, which is anyways asabana, and that's why there's a mandama that holds there's no me'ilah, then what's pshat in the mandama that says ma'al, the first shita? So Zok Rashi, Rabbi Yosef must hold like Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who holds that really chametz on Pesach is mutabana. And if it's mutabana, that's pshat in the Tanakam and the Braisa that says ma'al.
There's Me'ilah. Why is the Me'ilah? Yechayv Kar, it's true. There's also Me'ilah. There's no Kamla B'derabim. And we just took care of that. And think, had you caused any loss in value? Oh, because Chametz at the end of the day is Mutabana. That's Rabbi Yisai Glili Shita. Okay, so now what's Pshat in the Yesh Oimrim that holds? That there's no Me'ilah. Right, we have to go back and forth here a little bit. The Teretz is that even if you can accept the fact that Chametz on Pesach is Mutabana, like Rabbi Yisai Glili, but here you have another issue. You know what the issue is? This is also Hekdesh. And because it's also Hekdesh, what exactly are you going to do with it? Right? Just you. Let's say you own it, and it belongs to Hekdesh. Right? You own it, you are Makdesh something, so it has Kedushana. You can't eat it, right? It's not something you can do, because at the end of the day, it's Chametz. So if it's Chametz, there's no option for you to eat it. So the one thing that you, and to, let's say, feed it to your animals, that's not something you can either do, because you can't feed Hekdesh to an animal. What you can maybe do is be poide it, and then feed it to your animal. Once you play this, it's not Hekdesh anymore. Are you being nana from it? Don't worry about it. Rabbi Yitzhak Lili holds you allowed to be nana from Chometz. Are you allowed to be play the Hekdesh ma'achilim l'klavim? There's a concept of being play the Hekdesh, right? We know there's an idea that you, once Hekdesh is at a certain state, there's a way to redeem, transfer the Kedusha from the Hekdesh and put it on something else. But there's rules and regulations that govern that. One of the major machloikas in Shas as it relates to being play the Hekdesh is, could I be play the Hekdesh l'achilim l'klavim, or could I not be play the Hekdesh l'achilim l'klavim? Zok from Yosef, I think this was the machloikas over here. You want to know what's going on here? We're going Aliba de Rabbi Yosef Aglili. That Chometz is really Mutabana. And the issue here is the fact that it's Hekdesh. The question is there any way for me to be netted from this Hekdesh? Eat it? Obviously I can't though. Can I feed it to my animals? So in a state of Hekdesh I can. Question is maybe I can be poide and feed it to my animals. Oh, atudas et shayla. Could I be poide Hekdesh lachil on the klovin? Or can I not? The man that holds mal, he holds poidem as a kachal machilu l'klavim. So that's why there's going to be mila. Why would there not be mila? Come live with the rabbi minay. There's no come live with the rabbi minay. You want to tell me chametz is asibana? So I didn't devalue the hektish. That's not true. We're going to be aglili. The chametz is mutibana. You want to tell me? I understand it's mutibana, but what am I going to do with it? I'll be poided. I'll feed it to my dogs. Are you going to tell me ain poidem as a kachal achilu l'klavim? I hold poidem as a kachal achilu l'klavim. So I can check off all the boxes. I can make it work. The mandama that says loymal, he argues with that one knech ain poidem as a kachal achilu l'klavim, and it's for that reason it's not going to work. Rav Yaakov bar Rava, not to be confused with Rav Acher bar Yaakov. Rav Acher bar Rava said, I heard from Rav Yosef a different shot, and that is the kuli alma ain poidem as a kachal achilu l'klavim. Really, everybody holds that ain't paid the mesa kachim lachim leklavim. That's not an option. To be paid the kachim lachim leklavim is not an option. And Rashi adds that we're going aliba de Reb Shimon in this pshat. Reb Shimon who holds that chametz on Pesach is asa bahana, but chametz sha'over all of our Pesach midday raisa anyways is mutar bahana. Okay, what's the shayla? So at first glance, if chametz is aser bahana, like Reb Shimon on Pesach, and ain poidem as a kachim lachilin leklavim, so v'chura you should not be mayel, right? Why were you not a mayel? Because you didn't cause hektish any loss. You didn't devalue the hektish because it was asabano anyways. So it has no value. So if that's the case, I didn't devalue it. So v'chura, based on that, we understand the mandama that says that there is no me'ilah. The question is, what's pshat in the mandama that holds me'ilah? Says the Gemara, v'hachamifgi. You want to know what the machlokes is? B'davar agoyim l'mamin, k'mamin dami. The machlokes is whether davar agoyim l'mamin is k'mamin dami. What does davar agoyim l'mamin mean? If somebody's mazik somebody, the thing that he was mazik has no value. However, it has like a replacement value. It in and of itself intrinsically has no value. However, if you had this thing, you would be able to save somewhere else. By virtue of the fact that you damaged this, you're causing me a loss in some other area. That's called a davar agarim l'mamin. And that's a major shaila, whether davar agarim l'mamin is k'mamin dami or laf k'mamin dami. Why is this davar agarim l'mamin? Because we're going according to Reb Shimon, who holds chametz on Pesach is asim b'ana. But chametz sha'over all of our Pesach is mutabana. So on Pesach, yeah, it has no value. But it's goyim l'mamin. Why? Because if it hangs around until after Pesach, at that point, it's going to be mutabana. So zokti g'raman, the man that says is me'ilah, when you eat this chametz shel hektish on Pesach, he holds the reason you're a mayel is because really you did cause a loss. What was the loss that you caused? You made it worth less. It's Yisuri Ano anyways. Yeah, it's Yisuri Ano today. But tomorrow it's going to have value. So it's Dover HaGoyrim L'mamin. And Dover HaGoyrim L'mamin is K'mamna. Man Dover HaGoyrim L'mamin. The man says it's not Me'ilo. Because Sofer heals Dover HaGoyrim L'mamin. Lav K'mamin Dami. And as a result, that's why, if it's Lav K'mamin Dami, that's why you weren't a mile. That's the third shot. The fourth shot, Vachar B'Yakov Amar. Vachar B'Yakov said, again, we're just trying to come up with some possible hezber for this, at first glance, very obscure machloikis. Somebody ate bemezid chametz shel hektish on Pesach. He was amazing on the chametz. He was a shaking on the hektish. We have a machloikis. One man Dama says, yeah, you chayif him ilo. For sure, chayif chorus. One man Dama says, you chayif him ilo. The other man Dama said that you're not going to be chayif me ilo. And again, we're trying to figure out what the hezber of the machloikis might be. First, we said the machloikis maybe is Rabbi Nachunya ben Akonot. You say, come with the rabbi b'nei by chorus, which is only a chayif grisus. Then we said, maybe this is a kachem machloikis. Poydim es hakachem l'achilin l'klavim. Ain't poydim es hakachem l'achilin l'klavim. Then we said, maybe this is like a noshim nezikin machloikis. We're all over the place. Dava gerim l'mam and kamam and dami. Dava gerim l'mam and lav kamam and dami. This is what we need. Rav Acher b'Yakov Amar, the fourth pshat. Maybe everybody holds davar grim l'mamin is kamam and dami. That's not the machloikis. The hachav plukta the Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon kamiflike. You want to know what the machloikis is? The machloikis is Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Mandam alei ma. The mandam that says is no me'ilo like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? He holds that chametz over all of our Pesach is aser midai raisa. Chametz is aser lifnei zmanei. Chametz is aser toich zmanei. And chametz is aser le'achas zmanei. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, chametz on Pesach will never have any value. Since it's not even a davar agreim l'mamim. So even if I hold davar agreim l'mamim, kamam and dami, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, this chametz will never have any value. So if it's never going to have any value, so there's no me'ilah. What do you want me'ilah for? I didn't cause hektish any hefsid. I took something that was Yisuri Ano. So if I took something that was Asab Ano, I didn't damage it. Uman dama ma'al. The man that says Ma'al Kreb Shimon, he also Kreb Shimon. Davar Agreim L'mam K'mam and Dami. It's true that on Pesach it's Asabana, but after Pesach it's going to be Mutabana. And if Davar Agreim L'mam is K'mam and Dami, so it comes out that he caused him a little bit of damage. Here's the punchline: who just said this pshat? Rav Acher bar Yaakov said. Rav Acher bar Yaakov said the hezber in the machlokes in this brayso is Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. The man that says Ma'al is going Aliba de Reb Shimon. The man that said Loi Ma'al is going Aliba de Reb Yehuda. Why Aliba de Reb Yehuda is there no Ma'al? It's because this chametz is going to be Aser Bahana after Pesach, just like it's Aser Bahana on Pesach. And as a result, this chametz is not, does not have any value. If it doesn't have any value, so it's not subject to Me'ilah. The first half of the daf was Rav Acher bar Yaakov's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. And what did he say, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda? That even though chametz, lifnei zmanei, toich zmanei, l'achas zmanei, but that's only the chametz of a yid. The chametz of a goy not. Why not? Ya'alev sar da achila, misar de riyah. And just like when it comes to riyah, shalchoy yateroya, avalateroya, shalacherim, so too when it comes to achila and anah, shalchoy yateroya, avalateroya, shalacherim. So halacha l'mais, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if somebody would eat the chametz of a goy on Pesach, he's not over any Yisr. If it'd been netted from the chametz of the Goya Pesach, he wasn't over any Yisr. La'achar Pesach, the same thing. Right, the Mishnah said, it's lav dafka chametz over all of a Pesach of a Goy. Either on Pesach, and it's lav dafka hana. It's even achilo. So zok the Gemara Gevaldik. If that's the case, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chametz of a Goy is mufka from achilo and hana, then the chametz of Hektish also has to be mufka from achilo. And I know, because just like the Gemara darshan by Bal Yirah, Shalchoy Ateroya, Avalateroya Shalacherim, the Gemara also darshan Shalchoy Ateroya, Avalateroya Shal Hektish. Avalateroya Shalacherim Vishal Hektish. That was the Maimer in Chazal. So if that's the case, Hektish has no Shaychis Nisra now, anyways. So what's Rav Acher bar Yaakov saying the Manama that says, Loi Mal is going to be the Rabbi Yehuda because it has no value? What do you mean? We're talking about Chametz Shal Hektish. If it belongs to Hektish, there's no Isra Achila. There's no Isra Hana. Savada Yiramayel be Hektish. Oh, must be. Elo, Hadabi Rav Acher bar Yaakov Mahi. Must be Rav Acher bar Yaakov was Chayza. This fantastic Chiddush Rav Acher bar Yaakov said that we can equate this Isra Achila and this Isra Hana of Chametz to the Isra Bal Yirah as it relates to a guy. It's clear he didn't hold that way. Because you see, by Hektish, he came around, and if he came around by Hektish, obviously, Shal Acherim and Shal Akim would have to be the same thing. Must be Rav Acher bar Yaakov was Chayzer. On the topic of this Braisa, If somebody eats the chametz shal hektish b'moyed mal loy mal, so we said four pshatim so far, what the machlekes might be. Zach the Gemara, a fifth and final pshat, Rav Ashi, who always has the last word in these Gemaras. Rav Ashi, yama the kuli alma ein poyd. Maybe I'll tell you everybody holds ein poyd emesa kachem lachinu leklavim. V'davar goyim hamamin is really lav kimamin dami. What's the machlekes? But plucked the Rav Yosi Aglili v'rabbanon kamifli. The machlekes was Rav Yosi Aglili and the Rabbanon. Who's the Rabbanon? Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Meaning Rav Yosi Aglili's bali plukta. The man that says malz, Rabbi Yosi, he held like Rabbi Yosi Haglili. If he held like Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Chametz says mutter b'hana. If it's mutter b'hana on Pesach, that's why you're considered to be a mal. The man that said loymal is kirabbanon. He holds like the Rabbanon. And Sai Rabbi Yehuda and Sai Rabbi Shimon, why are you considered a mal? Why are you not considered a mal? Because it has no hana. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's never going to be mutter b'hana. And even though according to Rav Shimon, it will be mutter b'hana, la'achazman, but if dover agoyim l'mamen, is la'af k'mamen dami, so that's really not going to help. Just one knetch, just to go through the Gemara properly, Rav Ashi said, the kuli alma ein poydin, the dover agoyim l'mamen. Now notice, he said, everybody holds ein poydin. What does he mean, ein poydin? Ein poydin as ha'kachon la'achilin l'klavim. Now, if ein poydin as ha'kachon la'achilin l'klavim, the Gemara, based on the cheshbin that we made on the bottom, the second shot of the Gemara, Rav Yosef, then it should come out that even according to Rav Yosef Haglili, you should be a loy mal. Why? Because even if the chametz is mutter b'hana, but here it's hektish, and if it's hektish, I have no way of being nana from it. Because in a state of hektish, there's nothing I can do with it. And to be poided, I can't be poided to eat it because I'm not allowed to eat it. It's Pesach. And to be poided l'achil on the klavim, ain't poided mesakach on l'achil on the klavim. So if it's ain't poided mesakach on l'achil on the klavim, so how is Rav Ashi explaining the manda amar that says mal? So Rashi says you have to say Rav Ashi held that there are other things you can be poided for. So it's true, ain't poided mesakach on l'achil on the klavim. But what if I want to be poided to be nene from it in some other way? So could I do that? It was interesting on Amud Aleph why the Gemara never even entertained that possibility. But either way, the Maskana, there is a fine line between eating kachim and feeding it to my animals. There are other ways you can benefit from it, and those ways of benefiting from it are things that you would be allowed to be paid to kachim for. Either way, that's the flip side of the Gemara. So this is just a classic example of where the Gemara introduced the Braisa. And the Braisa was very sussum, right? It was very unclear. It clearly needed a little bit of help from the Amira. A Braisa was born into Beis Medrash, and everybody started tumbling and knocking. What might pshat in this Braisa be? If somebody eats chametz on Pesach, it belongs to Hektish, Yami'ila, no mi'ila. We need some more information. And to the point that there were five different pshatim amongst the Amiram, what the hezbra of the machlekes might be. And again, the Gemara just came up with five different ways and angles and scenarios of what the machlekes might be. And most of them were very big, very, very high level. I mean, we're talking about the halacha of kam lebid rabim b'nei when it comes to chayvei krisos, poydim es hakachim l'achil on the klavim, which in kachim circles is a very big deal. Maybe the machloikis is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon with regards to chametz shaval of a pesach is awesome and they rise is awesome and the rabbanon. Or maybe it's the machloikis Rabbi Yosi Haglili connected Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosi Haglili holds that chametz on pesach is mutar b'hana legamri as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon who hold that chametz in pesach is awesome. Why did the Gemara bring this price up for one knetch? To tie the second half of the daf to the first half of the daf, and that is that even though Rav Acher Yaakov said that Alibid Rabbi Yehuda chametz of a goy is going to be mutar b'achila mutar b'ana even on Pesach, clearly hadavei Rav Acher Yaakov. So it sounded like we had an answer to a trivia question: how's it possible for a person to eat chametz on Pesach? It was all hadavei. So this was Rav Acher Yaakov's havamina gishmaka havamina. It was fun while it lasted, but lemaisa the Gemara was chayzer from it. The Gemara said hadavei. Rav Acher bar Yaakov Meahi exhale. So just to go back and do a part three on the raid that we spoke about at the end of the week. So it's a little intense, but part three. So we mentioned the first sugya in Perikol Shah is a machlokes between Chizkiya and Rav Avoh. Chizkiya said, "Minayin lo chametz bePesach she'asabano." How do you know the chametz on Pesach is asabano? Shenemar, he said, "It's smurta from the pasuk that says lo yeyachel chametz." It doesn't say lo yeyachel chametz. It said in the Torah lo yeyachel chametz. We learn from there lo yehei boy heterachil. Then not only is chametz asabachilo, but chametz is also asabano. This statement of Chizkia is clearly not like Rabbi Vo. Rabbi Vo, because Rabbi Vo said, every time it says in the Torah, lo yoichal, lo yisoichal, lo yisoichlu, echad isra achil, echad isra another mashma. Ad she yiparat lecha kasuv giderach sheparat lecha benevela. Ad she yiparat lecha kasuv giderach sheparat lecha betrefa. Meaning, Chizkia holds that every time it says in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat chametz, the halacha is, or you're not allowed to eat anything, it means you're not allowed to be nana from it either. If Chizkia would hold like Rabbi Vo, that every time it says Isra Achila, it also means Isra Hana, then why would the Torah have to say Lo Yeyachel Chametz? So the Gemara says from the fact that Chizkia said Chametz is Asav Hana, because it says Lo Yeyachel Chametz, Upliga the Rabbi Vo. It's clear that he argues with Rabbi Vo. The problem is, the Rambam in his Yad Chazaka brings Nalach of Rabbi Vo, and the Rambam in his Yad Chazaka brings Nalach of Chizkia. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, in Hilchas Chametz HaMatzah, says the Rambam, HaChametz BePesach Asav Hana. Chametz on Pesach is Asav Hana, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Lo Yeyachel Chametz, Lo Yehei Boi, Heter Achila, which is verbatim, it's word for word, what Chizkiah said in the beginning of Perek Kol Shah, Tavcha Falav HaMaveis. In Hilchas Macholis Asurah, Perek Ches Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam says, Kol Mokim Shenemar Batoira, Lo Yisoichal, Lo Yisoichlu, Lo Yoichlu, Lo Yoichal, Echad Isra Achila, Dechad Isra Ano B'mashma, Ad Sheyipara, the Chab Kosov, which is verbatim Rabbi Vo's memra in Psachim Daf Chaval of Omis. The problem is, how could the Rambam bring Chizkia and Rabbi Vo? The Gemara said, Upliga the Rabbi Vo, the Chizkia Zaloch is clearly not like Rabbi Vo. So it's a very obvious Kasha. The Kesef Mishnah is very bothered with this Kasha. In the beginning of Ilchas Chametz Matzah, there would seem to be a blatant Stiris HaRambam. You have a Sugya that's known as the Sugya of Chizkia and Rabbi Vo. And these are the two opinions in the sugya. And the Rambam, in his Yad Chazaka, brought both. He brought the halacha of Chizkia, he brought the halacha of Rabbi Vo, and at first glance, it would seem to be Tzarech Iyin Gadol. So I want to share with you a pilpul that I saw in the Shailos HaTshuvos Avnei Tzion. This is for Rabbi Tzion Kohn, the same Peit Deruv, Veruyin Hadvarim B'Misha Amram. This is in Chelek Beis. It's in Simin Chof Hei, Ois Hei. And he explains the Rambam Shita, but behektim a kushya nifla that the Prima Gadim brings, that he heard in the name of a goyin, Reb Chaim Tulzeich, Mikila Kedosha Levav. So the Prima Gadim in his Eshel Avram, this is in Hilchas Lulav, tucked away, in Reb Chaim Simon Tafresh Memtes, brings a kasha that he heard from Reb Chaim Tulzeich, who lived in Levav, and he refers to it as a cushion of flaw. Incidentally, the Chassam Sofer, in his Chedushi Chassam Sofer Allah Shas, in Masech Tezchun Daf Kuf Mem, also brings this kasha. He refers to it as the kasha that the Prima Gadim brought b'shem Goyen Echad. But this is a real, real Goyenish kasha. He asked the following question. The Gemara said that from the fact that Chizkia needed a pasuk, Lo Yeyachal Chametz, to say that Chametz is Asa Ba'ana, must be that he argues with Rabbi Vo. Please give the Rabbi Vo. Why? Because Rabbi Vo said, every time it says in the Torah Nisra Achil, it always means Nisra Anah. So why would I need the Torah to say, Lo Yoychal Chametz, teach me Nisra Anah? If it would have said, Lo Yoychal Chametz, I would have known the same Nisra Anah. So this Goyen Echad asked the following question. He said, we know that Rabbi Lazar said, Shnei Dvarim Inam B'Shusay Shal Adam, V'Asan HaKasov Ki'ilu Hein B'Shusay, Bar B'Shusay Rabin, V'Chametz Sha'av Olav HaPesach. There's two things that really a person doesn't know. But Vasan Akasiv, Ki Ilu Hein Breshusa. The Torah acted and made it as if the person actually owns this item. The first is a Bar B'Shusa Rabim. Somebody digs a Bar B'Shusa Rabim, and then someone or something gets damaged in this bar, the Bala Bar is Chayiv. Why? Because your thing, what I own the Rishusa Rabim, doesn't work that way. Just because I dug a pit doesn't mean I own it. You're right, it's not really yours. But Vasan Akasiv, Ki Ilu Hein Breshusa. What's the second example? Chametz on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach is not yours. And Afal Pikein, it says in the Torah that if you have Chametz on Pesach, you're over a lois asay in the Torah of Bal Yira Bal Yematze. What's the problem? The problem is, if it's not yours, how can you be over Bal Yira Bal Yematze? We know the only time you violate the Issa Bal Yira, if you have Chametz in your Rishos on Pesach, is if you own the Chametz. Shal Chai Ataraya, Aval Ataraya Shal Acherim Vishal Ekdish. That's why we sell our chametz. It shouldn't be ours. If it's not ours, then the halach is, then you're not over the Isser Bayer or Bayer Matzah. So how could a person be over the Isser chametz on Pesach if the chametz is not yours? And the only way you can be over the Isser chametz is if it is yours, because Shalchai Yat Haraya Avalat Haraya Shalach Erim.
So it doesn't make sense. The teretz is, Rabbi Elazar said, that's the second of the two things that are in a b'shusay shel adon. V'asana kasav kilei b'shusay. It must be a special chiddush. It's a special chiddush that even though the chametz is not yours, still asana kasav kilei b'shusay. Now, why is it that Rabbi Elazar assumed that my chametz that I have is not mine on Pesach? The reason is because chametz is asa b'ana. And Isuri Hana is considered ownerless. The reason my Isuri Hana is not considered mine from a halachic perspective is because I can't have Hana from it, because I can't benefit from it. So if I can't benefit from it, then I don't have any schusim in it. If I have no schusim in it, it's not really mine. Right? Halacha l'maaseh, if somebody has Arla, for example, Arla is Isuri Hana. If somebody has Kilei Akerim, that's Isuri Hana. If someone has a Sher HaNiskel, Isuri Hana. If somebody walks into his house and he steals it from him, is he a ganav? No, he's not a ganav. Because I have no ownership in it. It's not really mine. Chametz on Pesach is asa b'ana. And because chametz on Pesach is asa b'ana, so if it's asa b'ana, it's not really mine. So if it's not mine, why am I over by yira? Shalchoy yateroy, aval ateroy shalachem. So Rabbi Elazar said, must be shnei dvarim einim b'shusay shaladon, v'ason akasav kilein b'shusay. Which means, there's a chiddush nifla in the halachas of chametz. And that is, that even though it's asa b'ana, still, I could be over by your rabbi, your matzeh. Again, why is it a chiddush nifla? Because if it's asa b'ana, that means I have no bailus in it. If I have no bailus in it, I can't be over by your rabbi, your matzeh. Because in order to be over by your rabbi, your matzeh, it has to be mine. Problem is, it's not. What do you mean? Of course, whose is it? Nobody's, because it's Isuri Hana. So if that's the case, why am I over by your rabbi, your matzeh? It must be a chiddush, shnei dvarim, einam b'shusay shaladan, v'asan akasav gilein b'shusay. So this goyen echad that the Prima Gadim asked the gevaldige kasha. He said, well, Olam, I'll tell you that maybe Chizkiah held a Gravavah. He held that wherever it says in the Torah, in Isra Achila, it doesn't just mean Isra Achila, it means Isra Ana. But after peeking, the Torah had to tell me that Chometz is Asa B'ana. You know why? Because had the Torah not told me Chometz is Asa B'ana, I would have thought Chometz is Mutta B'ana. Why would you have thought Chometz is Mutta B'ana? Every time it says Isra Achila, it always means Isra Ana. You know why I would have thought it's Mutta B'ana? Because I'm over by your Rabbi Yimotze. And if I'm over by your Rabbi Yimotze, that means it's mine. So if it's mine, must be it's Mutta B'ana. Now, l'fi ha'emes, chametz is asa b'ana. And I'm over by your rabbi Yimotze because of Rabbi Elazar's chiddush. Shnei dvarim einam b'shusay shalad v'asan akasav gilein b'shusay. But Frank, this goyin, he said, how would I know that chiddush? Meicha teisa to know that chiddush. If I know chametz is asa b'ana, so Rabbi Elazar sat down, he says, okay, it's muchrach. It's gespart this chiddush. But who gives you the right and the plates and the audacity to say such a chiddush? It's more glad to assume that if the Torah said lo yira and the Torah says shalchay yateroya, must be the chametz is mutar b'ana. Just like you have a whole bunch of cases, a whole litany of cases in the beginning of Parak Kol Shav, Yisuri Achila, that are mutar b'ana. Why? Because the Torah was megala that it's mutar b'ana. So I would have thought that chametz is also mutar b'ana. Where was the Torah megala that chametz is mutar b'ana when the Torah said bal yira? Because it was asa b'ana. How in the world could it be a nisa bal yira? So he said, how do I know that chiddush? Chizkiah argues with Rabbi Avoh. Loilam, I'll tell you that Chizkiah agrees with Rabbi Avoh. And wherever it says Isra Achila, it really means Isra Ana. Wherever it says Isra Achila, it means Isra Ana. But it's Tafka over here. It's Tafka over here. When it comes to Chametz, that I would have thought that it's really Mutar B'ana. Why? Because it says in the Torah Ba Yirah. And the only way you can be over Ba Yirah is if you own it. And if it's Asa B'ana, I don't own it. So I needed the Torah to tell me, don't make that mistake. That really Chametz is Asa B'ana. And the reason you're over Ba Yirah is because Shnei Dvarim, Eina B'shusa Shalad, V'asa Nakasav, Kimei B'shusa. This was the kasha that the Prima Gadim brings B'shem Goyen Echad, that the Chasam Sofer was Mole, his Pilus from. It's a kushya nifla. Truth is, the rabbi can end right here. The kash is good. Is half of a fellow. This is the kasha, but I'm going to tell you a goinus that the same Peter Ruf said. And that is with the hektim, one other kasha. And this is a kasha that the Gedoyli Achreinim discuss in different places. Rabbi Yosef Shol Natan's in the Prima Gadim in his Psicha Kelelis, Tilchis Pesach. But he brings it from the Ar Chadosh. Ar Chadosh, one of the great goinim of the 19th century. And the Ar Chadosh asked the following question. Rabbi Elazar said, "Shnei dvarim einu b'shusay shaladon, v'asan akasav gilein b'shusay. One of them is chametz bar b'shusay rabim, and chametz on Pesach. This is the makar tana halacha that isuri hana is not considered mine. Right? What's the makar tana? Somebody asked, how do you know isuri hana is not yours? So the first, there's many makars, but the most obvious makar is Rabbi Elazar's halacha. Shnei dvarim einu b'shusay shaladon, v'asan akasav gilein b'shusay. You see, chametz is not really yours. Afal pikin asan akasav. Why not? Because it's asa b'hana. So you see that you don't really have ownership. It's something that's isuri hana. We know there's machloikis.
Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Chatzi shir asim in atayr. It's going to all come full circle. Or chatzi shir mutim in atayr. Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that chatzi shir is asim in atayr. Rish Lakish's shita is chatzi shir is mutim in atayr. Dar Chodesh Nemdon, what a lot of achrenim Nemdon. Not all, but a lot. And that is, that just like this shiurim when it comes to Yisuri Achila, there's also shiurim when it comes to Yisuri Hana. So his kasha was, that Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Chatzishir is also min haTorah. That means if something's also ba'ano, I can't use it. I have no way of using it. But if you hold like Rish Lakish, that Chatzishir is mutter behana, if Chatzishir is mutter ba'ano, so why am I considered to not have any bailis in my Yisuriyana? I can benefit from it. I can benefit from it, pachas mikashir. That's true, it might be tedious, but at the end of the day, pachas mikashir, I could benefit from it. And by the way, I can benefit from it, pachas mikashir, and then again pachas mikashir, and then again pachas mikashir. And in aggregate, it may turn into a bona fide hana. So, freik dar chadosh, I understand. We know, as a rule, halacha revacha b'Yisrael, that Yisuriyana is deemed ownerless. Why is Yisuri Anah deemed ownerless? Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Chatzi Shir is also Anah. I can't use it. I can't be Nena the Shir. I can't have Anah even the Pachas Mikashir. I have no access to it. So if I have no access to it, so I understand why I have nothing in it. If I have nothing in it, so it's not mine. But according to Rish Lakish, that old Chatzi Shir is Mutter Bahanah. So Enochinami, a Shir I can't benefit, but Pachas Mikashir I could. Who said the Pachas Mikashir is not enough? A Gevaldig Kasha. Zokhtar Chadosh, you know what you have to say? You have to say that Rabbi Lazar, who is the makar to this idea that Isurei Hana is considered ownerless, he's the one that said, Shnei Dvarim, Enim B'Shusay Shaladam, V'Asan HaKasav Kilem B'Shusay, Rabbi Lazar only said his halacha, Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Chatzi Shir is awesome in HaTayra. But according to Reish Lakish, that Chatzi Shir is mutim in HaTayra, there's no major chiddush in Chametz on Pesach. Because I do own my Yisuri Hana. Why? Because I could be nene from it b'chatzi shir. Azoyet the Or Chodesh Gezocht, if you want to look it up, it's in Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis. Said the same Peter Ruf, if that's the case, we could say a Charifus. Because he brings from the Lev Aryeh, one of the classic Achreinim on Mesechtes Chulim. The Lev Aryeh, in his Pirish on Mesechtes Chulim, Daf Kuf Chav Alef Amid Beis, brings a Raya Muchrachas. That Chizkiya, the Amir Chizkiya held like Rish Lakish. That Chatzi Shir is Mutam in Atayr. There's a Mefurish Araya to this. Ayin Sham. But Chizkiya held like Rish Lakish. That Chatzi Shir is Mutam in Atayr. He says, if Chatzi Shir is Mutam in Atayr, then it's Gevaldik. What was the Prima Godin's Kasha that he brought B'Shem Goyin Echad? That had, you know, from the fact that Chizkiya needed a Pasin, Lo Yachal Chametz, that he argues with Rabbi Vol. I'll tell you, he holds like Rabbi Vol. And whatever it says, it's Rachila, it doesn't just mean it's Rachila, it means it's Rana. The reason he needed a pasuk to teach me Isser Rana is because I would have thought that maybe Chametz is Mutta Bahana. Why would you have thought Chametz is Mutta? Where did the Torah say Chametz is Mutta Bahana? You know when the Torah said Chametz is Mutta Bahana? When the Torah said Bayura, Bayumatze. That's a raya that it's Mutta Bahana. Why is that a raya that it's Mutta Bahana? Because if it was us Bahana, then it's Shalchoy Yateroy, Avlateroy Shalachem. So Lafia, Emnesh Neid Varimene Meshusa Shalad Masa Nakas of Gilem Meshusa. But what gives you the right to go ahead and say such a Chiddush? So you would have thought that really Chametz is Mutabana. But what's that predicated on? It's predicated on the fact that if it was Asabana, how could you be over by Yura? Isuri Anah is a spirit of Bayura if you hold that I'm not a Bailim on my Isuri Anah. But if I'm a Bailim on my Isuri Anah, then there's no spirit, there's no problem. You don't have to come on to Rabbi Lazar, Shnei Dvarim, Meinim, Meshusa, Shaladim, Vasan, Akas, of Kibler, Meshusa. Being that Chizkiya, Lishitasa, Delev, Ari, proved holds like Rish Lakish, Tachatzi, Shez, Motab, Anah. And the Ar Chadash, Mesechtes, Kedushin, Dafnun, Vav, Amin, Bey, said that according to Rish Lakish, Tachatzi, Shez, Motab, Minatoira, not Motab, Anah. Tachatzi, Shez, Motab, Minatoira. So you have no problem. You don't have to come on to Rabbi Lazar's Chiddush. You don't have any issues with Isuri Anah not being yours because I could be Nana from Chatzi Shir. So if that's the case, the Gemara's Kasha was all Chizkiya Lishitasai. Chizkiya was pleading the Rabbi Vol. If somebody else would have, Rabbi Yochanan would have said this halacha, maybe the Gemara wouldn't have said, Nei Rabbi Yochanan is pleading the Rabbi Vol. But it's all Chizkiya who Lishitasai holds like Rish Lakish. So according to Chizkiya, you don't have the Prima Gadim's Kasha. Why? Because according to Chizkiya, skiya. There's no grois chiddush in the fact that chametz is something that you're over by your rabbi yomatzi on. What's the chiddush? It's not yours. No, that's only in Rabbi Yochanan. It's not mine because I can't be nena not the shir. I can't be nena pachas mikashir either. But according to Reish Lakish, I can nena pachas mikashir. So I do own my yisurin. If I own my yisurin, no, there's no grois chiddush in the fact that I'm over by your rabbi yomatzi. That was the gemara's cat. That was the gemara. Oh, must be pliga the rabbi vo. The pliga the rabbi vo was all chiskiya lishnitasai. Being that we know that chiskiya holds like Reish Lakish, he holds chatzishes motem and atayra. Memel, there's no prima gadim's kasha. If there's no goyin echad that the prima gadim brings kasha, that was the gemara pliga rabbi. So zog the same Peter Roof. He says lefizeh we could say gavaldik. Lefizeh that's pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam brought chiskiya's halacha. And the Rambam brought Rabba Vo's halacha. What was the kashin? The Gemara said, "Pliga Rabba Vo." The Gemara said, "Chiskiya Rabba Vo don't stem." So if the two opinions don't stem, if they argue, how could the Rambam have brought both? The Teretz is it was only Pliga the Rabba Vo and Chiskiya Lishitasa. You always like Reish Lakish. The Chatzis Shir is Mutam and Atayr. Oh, but the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Throughout is Yad Chazaka. The Chatzis Shir is awesome and Atayr. Oh, if the Rambam paskins like the Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzis Shir is awesome and Atayr. The Rambam needed Chiskiya. You know why he needed Chiskiya? He needed Chiskiya like the guy in Echad's Kasha that the Prima Gadim brought. Because without Chiskiya's drush of Lo Yochel Chametz, you would have thought that really Chametz on Pesach is Mutabana. And the reason you would have thought Chametz on Pesach is Mutabana. Because you see, over by your rabbi, your matzeh, and who would give me the chutzpah, the right to say such a chiddush that shnei dvarim ain't a mishusay shalada v'asan akasav gilay mishusay? So if you tell me lo yiachal cham, it's asabano case. Now you told me it's asabano. You gave it to me between the eyes. What am I supposed to do? I know it's asabano. It's asabano. I shall chay yateray. It must be asan akasav gilay mishusay. But the Rambam needed chiskiya's halacha in the Rambam's world. Who paskins a chatzish is asam anatayru? There's no pliga the rabbi vo. They actually stim. If they stim, that's why you have to have it. But this was. This was the Kushyan of flaw from the that the Prima Gadim brings b'shem Goyin Echad, and the same paid the roofs pilpul to answer the kasha at the very least in the Rambam in terms of the stira in the Rambam that he paskin like Chiskiya, he paskin like Rabba Vo, because the Rambam held that even Rabba Vo needs to come on to Chiskiya's drasha. Why would Rabba Vo need to come on to Chiskiya's drasha? Precisely because of this Goyin Echad's kasha that the Prima Gadim brings.